Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're the show that, well, we try to cut through the complexity, don't we?
We do. We aim to give you the core insights you need for some pretty fascinating topics.
Exactly. It's not about getting totally bogged down in jargon. It's really about equipping you, the learner, with a good, clear understanding, quick and thorough.
And today, we're diving into some pretty advanced research. It's a paper called Parabolic Anderson Model, with rough noise in space and rough initial conditions.
Okay, wow. Let's try and, you know, break that down a bit. Yeah. Parabolic Anderson Model, PAM for short.
Yeah, yes.
Right. So think of it maybe like tracking heat spreading across something, maybe a metal plate.
That's a good starting analogy, yeah.
But instead of it spreading smoothly, imagine there are these random like flickers or disturbances happening all the time, messing with the flow.
That's basically it. PAM is an equation describing how something, let's call it U, changes over time and space, but it's constantly being influenced by some kind of randomness. We call that the noise.
Okay, noise. Got it. But this paper focuses on rough noise and rough initial conditions. What does rough mean here? It sounds complicated.
It is a step up in complexity. In simpler models, you might assume the randomness, the noise, is kind of, well, smooth, statistically speaking.
Yeah.
And the starting point, the initial condition, is also maybe a nice smooth shape.
Uh-huh.
But this research dives headfirst into a scenario where both those things, the noise affecting the system and its state right at the beginning, are really irregular, much more chaotic, you could say.
So forget the gentle heat spread. Maybe it starts out really uneven, like a lumpy surface.
Could be, or even concentrated at points.
And the random fluctuations aren't gentle flickers. They're more like sharp jolts.
That's a good way to think about it, yes. Mm-hmm. More unpredictable, less smooth.
Okay. So our mission for this deep dive, figure out what happens with this PAM equation when both the noise and the start are rough. The paper looks at, well, do solutions even exist then? Are they unique and how do they behave?
That's the core of it. We want to pull out the key findings for you.
All right. Let's start with the equation itself. You mentioned it before.
Right. The equation is UXLOX plus UXWX.
Okay.
Deep breath. That's the rate of change.
Yeah.
How fast U is changing over time. X, simple enough.
Yes.
Then the 12 euro bit. That's the spreading out in space X, right?
Ugh.
Like the heat diffusion we talked about.
Exactly. That's the diffusion term. Standard heat equation part.
And the last part, U, X, WTX. This is where the action is. The rough part.
This is the crucial term. WTX represents that rough noise, and notice it's multiplied by UTX. So the effect of the noise depends on the current value of U at that point in space and time.
Okay. Now tell us more about this rough noise, W. You said it's fractional.
Yes, fractional in both time and space. So the paper specifies it using two indices. There's H0 for time, which is greater than 12.
H0, okay.
And there's H for space, which is between 0 and 12. And there's a combined condition. H0 plus H has to be a greater than 34.
Fractional. That sounds, I don't know, different from just rolling dice or static on a radio. It really is. Think about standard white noise. It's completely unpredictable from one moment to the next. What happens now tells you nothing about what happens next. It's memoryless.
Right.
Fractional noise is different. It has long-range dependencies. It has memory in a statistical sense. Think of maybe river turbulence. An event upstream can still influence things further down.
Ah, okay, so past randomness can linger and affect the future.
In a subtle statistical way, yes. The paper actually has a figure, 1.1, that maps out the specific rough region for these H0 and H values they're studying. It's a specific kind of structured randomness.
Okay, so the noise is complex. What about the rough initial conditions? How rough are we talking?
Well, instead of starting with a nice smooth function like U attacks A equals a smooth curve,
uh-huh.
They use something more general called a Borel measure. Let's call it Vanero mu0. It just needs to satisfy a technical condition, basically that it doesn't grow too fast at infinity. The condition is A, 0 dx for any positive A.
A Borel measure. Sounds abstract. What does it let you do?
It's much more flexible. It allows the initial state to be, well, rougher than a standard function.
Mm.
It can include things like the quantity U being concentrated entirely at a single point.
Like the Dirac delta function, that mathematical spike.
Precisely. That's a classic example of something covered by this measure framework, but often harder to handle with function-based initial conditions. So yes, you could start with all your U piled up at one tiny spot.
Wow. Okay, so very rough starts are allowed. And the big achievement is, what did they prove about this setup?
The central result is proving that even with this rough noise and these potentially very spiky or irregular rough initial conditions, a solution still exists, and it's unique. But it's what's called a mild solution.
Mild solution. Why mild? Does that mean it's less important?
Oh, not at all. It's mild in a technical sense.
Yeah.
Because the noise and the initial data are so irregular, you might not have a solution that's smooth in the classical way, one you can differentiate easily everywhere. A mild solution is defined through an integral equation. It essentially reformulates the problem, incorporating the initial condition and the noise effects in an averaged or integrated way. It's a more robust concept that still makes sense, even when things aren't smooth.
So it's a mathematically rigorous way to say, yes, this equation, even with all this roughness, still has a well-defined and unique answer. That sounds like a big deal.
It absolutely is. It establishes a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. But they went further. A really key part of the paper is about the behavior of this solution. They derive exponential upper bounds for what are called the PF moments of the solution.
PF moments? Like the average, the variance.
Exactly. The PF moment is EUTXP, the expected value or average of the absolute value of the solution raised to the power P.
Got it. And they found bounds on this.
Limits. Yes. Theorem 1.1 gives this inequality. EUTXP, AUTXP, AGH2HEO plus HEO plus H1.
Whoa, okay, that's quite an expression. Let's unpack it. EUTXP is the average size kind of the solution to the power P.
Right. It tells you about the magnitude, probabilistically.
And the right side is the upper limit. C1 and C2 are just constants related to the noise, you said.
Yeah, positive constants, depending on A0, H, and BP. The important parts are J0 and the exponential term.
Okay, J0TX, what's that?
J0TX is actually the solution to the plain old heat equation, that's the pain equation, without the noise term, starting from that same rough initial condition, 0, 0.
So it's the baseline. What would happen if it just spread out smoothly from that rough start with no random kicks?
Exactly. It captures the deterministic part of the evolution stemming from the initial state.
Okay. And the exponential term, that must be the noise kicking in.
That's where the noise drives growth.
Yeah.
It shows that the moments can grow exponentially over time. And the rate of that growth depends on the roughness parameters H0 and H, the time T in which moment P you're looking at.
So the solution can get really big on average because of the noise, but this formula tells us how big it might get. It puts a ceiling on that growth.
Precisely. It bounds the probabilistic behavior. It's crucial for understanding potential instabilities or the likelihood of very large values, sometimes called intermittency.
Now, you mentioned the novelty is really these rough initial conditions. How does this push beyond what people knew before?
A lot of previous work, like some important results by X-Chan, focused on initial conditions that were, well, nicer. Bounded functions, for example, or even just starting from a constant value everywhere.
Okay, smoother starts.
Right. Moving to these rough initial data, like the Dirac delta, is mathematically much harder. The paper mentions an analogy. It's like the underlying random motion changes from a standard Brownian motion to something called a Brownian bridge. The statistics are different.
So the old math tricks didn't quite work anymore.
Pretty much. For instance, some previous methods tackled the time evolution first, using things like Laplace transforms. But here, with the rough initial data, the authors found they had to integrate over space first, then time.
Flipping the order.
Yes, and this led to some very complicated expressions involving products of gamma functions, they call them, gamma. Estimating these terms required them to develop new, quite sophisticated combinatorial techniques.
So they had to invent new math tools just to handle this roughness.
Essentially, yes. New ways to estimate these complex sums and products. It shows the depth of the challenge.
That's really interesting. And how did the results compare to other findings? You mentioned Hu and Lei.
Right. Hu and Lei also studied moment behavior.
Yeah.
Specifically, the long-term asymptotics. The exponential growth factor they find is structurally similar to the one in this paper.
Okay.
But the pre-factor is different. This paper has J0PTX derived from the noiseless heat equation. Hu and Lei have a different term. The authors here argue that their J0P factor might be more natural.
Natural? How? What does that mean practically?
They suggest that GOP behaves more predictably, especially as time approaches zero. If you start with a bounded function, JO stays bounded. If you start with a Dirac delta, J0 captures that initial explosion at the source point correctly. They imply the term in Huile's result might not always reflect this initial behavior as clearly depending on the setup.
I see. So their bound might give a better picture, especially right near the beginning, of how the solution takes off from that rough start.
That seems to be the argument, yes. It potentially offers a more refined understanding.
And you mentioned the types of initial conditions allowed here are quite broad. Something about growing tails.
Yes. Their condition on the initial measure, Duvonnet's, allows for distributions that don't decay super fast. They give an example like DXE axe show DX. This measure grows quadratically away from the origin before the exponential decay kicks in.
And that might not fit into other frameworks.
It might not satisfy the conditions assumed in some other studies. So their results cover a potentially wider class of initial scenarios, including ones that aren't just concentrated, but might also spread out significantly from the start.
It's also neat that this builds on their own earlier work. They tackled rough initial conditions before, but with smoother noise.
That's right. They had a previous paper looking at rough initial data, but with noise that was less rough, specifically noise that was white in time. So they're systematically increasing the complexity, adding roughness first to the start and now to the noise as well.
It's like they're carefully mapping out this complex landscape.
Piece by piece, yeah. And just as a side note for those really into the math, they rely heavily on tools like Malleven calculus and Wiener chaos expansions. These are advanced techniques needed to even properly define the solution and analyze its properties when everything is this irregular.
Okay, so let's try to sum up this deep dive. We've looked at this parabolic Anderson model, PM, but in a really challenging setting. Rough noise and rough initial conditions. And the big takeaways are, first, they proved a solution, a mild one, actually exists and is unique even in this chaos.
Crucial first step, absolutely.
And second, they found these important exponential upper bounds on the moments, telling us how big the solution is likely to get over time, driven by that rough noise, but anchored by the noiseless evolution J0.
Exactly. Bounds on the probabilistic growth.
And the real innovation seems to be handling those rough initial conditions, like starting from a single point, which required some new mathematical heavy lifting.
Yes, that extension to rough data and the techniques needed is a key contribution. It gives a more complete picture than just looking at smooth starts.
So for you, the learner, hopefully this gives you a solid grasp of what this research is about. You know, without getting totally lost, we tried to pull out the core ideas.
And maybe it sparks a thought. Think about the real world, weather, finance, maybe even things in biology. Lots of systems have inherent randomness, uncertainty, maybe even this kind of roughness. So what could understanding these mathematical models, even abstract ones like PAM, tell us about our ability to predict or just comprehend those complex real-world phenomena? Where might these insights apply?
That's a great question to ponder, something for you to think about after we wrap up.
Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. And on that note, please do let us know what other complex topics you'd like us to tackle in a future deep dive. We're always looking for the next challenge. Thanks for joining us today.